Penguin Random House Audio presents As Chimney Sweepers Come to Dust, a Flavia Deluce novel by Alan Bradley, read for you by Jane Entwistle. Fear no more the heat o' the sun, nor the furious winter's rages, though thy worldly task hast done, home art gone, and ta'en thy wages. Golden lads and girls all must, as chimney sweepers, come to dust. William Shakespeare, Cymbeline, Act 4, Scene 2. Prologue. If you're anything like me, you adore rot. It is pleasant to reflect on the fact that decay and decomposition are what make the world go round. For instance, when an ancient oak falls somewhere in the forest, it begins almost at once to be consumed by invisible predators. These highly specialized hordes of bacteria lay siege to their target as methodically as an army of barbarians attacking an enemy fortress. The mission of the first wave is to break down the protein forms of the stricken timber into ammonia, which can then be easily handled by the second team, which converts the smelly ammonia to nitrites. These last and final invaders, by oxidation, convert the nitrites into the nitrates that are required to fertilize the soil and thus to grow new seedling oaks. Through the miracle of chemistry, a colossus has been reduced to its essentials by microscopic life forms. Forests are born and die, come and go, like a spinning penny flipped into the air. Heads, tails, life, death.